recorders recovered from the deadly Air India crash. Flight data and cockpit voice recorders have been recovered from the wreckage of an Indian passenger aircraft that crashed in the southern state of Kerala. The Air India Express plane, which was repatriating Indians from Dubai because of the COVID-19 pandemic, overshot the runway of the Calicut International Airport in heavy rain, breaking into.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, I am excited today. But before I start talking too much, let's first get connected, because yesterday my audio was all fudged up. So today I'm going to connect to comm before I start talking too much. Is the levels okay? All right, fantastic. Shout out to everybody in comm. I wanted to be sure and check before I started talking and blowing everybody's heads off. Well, hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is a beautiful day here in Austin, Texas. It is mostly cloudy. 90% covered, lots of nice flat bottom clouds with big fluffy tops, a lot of dark clouds, but not dark enough. They cannot, just not enough juice to rain. We had a lot of rain last night, and the first cold front, the death of summer, is here. That's right, folks, it's 26 degrees right now. It is Marcus weather now. 26 degrees, man. If it was 24, 23, oh boy, I would be extra energetic. But anyway, it's 26 degrees, high of 28 today, not looking at 30s again until next year. Fingers crossed. I'm very excited about this. Making our way to the shady spot, or at least it would be shady if the sun was out. The sun is taking a forced break because it's cloudy. Take that, Mother Nature. Let's check in on comm. All right, ahoy! We got Quentin, F-Fog in the house, Handy C, Ratsu, Stug working overtime, along with WX Boss and X1. X1 removes his sonotone. I don't know what that is. I almost thought you said Sonata, and I was like, there's a Hyundai Sonata. Anyway, we're almost to the shady spot. We're making our way to the burgeoning wall here. Okay, we're at the wall. Hey, car using its turn signal. It's about half a car length past the stop sign, but another, an exact same car just passed by it. Nissan Rogue, I think. It's a little SUV. Van changing lanes, no signal. Weave back into the other lane, no signal. I don't think they're paying attention. And all right, our friends turned, they made it. Another car, no signal, swerved into another lane. Man, tough times out here, I guess. It's hard out here when you don't use a turn signal or look at the road when you're driving. But that's fine, because we're walking over to the shady spot. We're not doing a news report today, or traffic report today. We're here to talk about news, death, destruction, cyber terrorism, and dudes. That's right, we got some dude news for you today, too. it's a Rogue. It's all in the name. earpiece for those who can't hear. Perfect. Hyper local news. What is it? Oh, it's whether or not people are using a turn signal at a small intersection in the northwest part of the city. Oh, wow. One day there'll be a story that happens and we'll break it. We'll be like, up. Somebody got hit by a car without a turn signal. Local news magnate DJ Marcus recorded 10,000 turns without a turn signal before the accident happened. Insurance rates doubled. Anyway, hey Jay Lamoth, welcome, welcome. This is a good time to remind you, you can always use Jabber to chat. All you gotta do is connect. You can use XMPP, or Jabber as it's familiarly known as. All you gotta do is connect to conference.jabber.sdf.org. The room name is Anon Radio and or SDF, but both of those rooms have people in them. And you can jump on and chat and hang out, and it's a decent time. Time zones are a mystery, so I'm not sure when everybody's on, but you can always jump on there. So pick it all out. It's all groovy. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's jump into some news. We got, I didn't tell you the date. Today's October the 5th, 2023. Tomorrow is ACL, Austin City Limits, and it starts at noon local time, which is 1700 UTC. So I'm going to do a pre-recorded show tomorrow morning. So I'm sorry, you're going to have to listen to a pre-recorded show for Friday. But you know what? That just makes today all the more special. So let's start over here in a man who took a crossbow to kill Queen jailed. Of course, you know, the Queen has been dead for a while. But a crossbow-wielding man who arrived at Windsor Castle with plans to assassinate the Queen has been jailed for 9 years for treason. Jaswant Singh Chahal, 21, was arrested while the late monarch stayed in the castle on Christmas Day in 2021. So it took 2 years to get him convicted. The Old Bailey heard he was spurred on by his artificial intelligence chatbot girlfriend, Sarai, and inspired by storylines from Star Wars. Chahal will also be subjected to a hybrid order under the Mental Health Act. This means he'll remain in a psychiatric hospital for now, but will be transferred to custody when he receives the treatment he needs. Chahal, from North Battersea near Southampton, is the first person in the UK to be convicted of treason since 1981. He had also pleaded guilty to making threats to kill and being in possession of an offensive weapon. Passing sentence during a live TV broadcast. Oh, we got a box truck turning. Did not turn wide enough. Oh, no. It did turn wide enough. It is just intentionally going down the wrong way down the road. That's something that people who work here do, which is a bit surprising and scary, is the crew here, they drive electric vehicles and these box trucks around, moving furniture and such. But a lot of times they go the wrong way down the road or drive down the sidewalk and don't seem to really care. It's a bit scary. Anyway, the sentence was passed during a live broadcast. Judge Mr. Justice Hilliard said Chahal had experienced homicidal thoughts that he acted upon before becoming psychotic. His intention wasn't just to harm or alarm the sovereign, but to kill her, the judge said, adding that his intention to kill made the offense as serious as it could be. So there you go. He'll be getting the help he needs, and then once he's well enough to understand why he's in jail, he will spend some time there. Check with Calm real quick and see if anybody's got any cool crossbowing stuff. Let's see. If Marcus starts talking about perfect, run. local news magnate. Yeah. X1, as in the Ford perfect. Yeah. How do you know he's not a zombie hunter? You never know. Man arrested for bringing gun to Wisconsin Capitol returns with another. Yep. I've got that story, Quentin. I do. Yeah, he might have been trying to save us from zombies. I love it. In Syria, drone attack on military academy kills at least 80. That's right, 80. A drone attack on Syrian military academy in Homs has killed at least 80 people and left more than 200 injured. The explosive-laden drones targeted a graduation ceremony attended by cadets, families, and women and children were among the dead. Earlier monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, put the death toll at more than 100. The army blamed terrorist groups backed by known international forces. There is no immediate claim from the rebels and jihadists battling the government in the country's civil war. The drone attack is believed to have been launched from the opposition-held areas northwest of Homs. Later, first responders from the White Helmets reported that 5 civilians were killed in intense government artillery and missile strikes on several cities. Syria's state news agency Sana quoted a statement from the general command of the armed forces as saying that several drones carrying explosives targeted the Homs Military Academy just after the afternoon graduation ceremony ended. They say they will respond with full force and determination to these groups, wherever they are. So we'll see what happens. Oh, car with a power lift on the back making a left turn, followed by a Subaru SUV. Maybe a Forester? I don't know. But away they go, going down. All the trees have really perked up brilliant green out here after the rainstorm. A couple of trees, brown leaves, they're deciduous, I guess. They're going to lose their leaves. So pretty neat that they're still alive, I guess. Of course, this is a BBC story, so that means that my friends... You know what that means. If you've listened to non-radio enough, you know what that means. Blink! That means we got a map. Map, 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 map time! Hans map! Boom. sdf.org/l/lb7. That's sdf.org/lima/1bravo7. Is that 1 or L? I can't tell. I gotta zoom in. Let's try and zoom in. Alright, we've zoomed in. Yep, that's a 1. sdf.org/lima/1bravo7. All lowercase. sdf.org/l/1b7. Yeah, because the L and the 1, yeah, they look different. 1b7. Ambiguous characters in links is not a great thing. Alrighty. So, we got that going on. Quentin pointing out, cats out of the bag. Ukraine showed the world cheap retail drone and small explosives can be very effective. Very true, very true. Alrighty. Well, let's keep on a rolling. There's some more death and destruction. Big body counts we got to talk about. Now, this is worrisome just because it's unknown. And this is happening in Kenya. Kenyan health authorities are probing a mysterious illness that has afflicted over 90 schoolgirls, leading to their hospitalization. Oh, we got a FedEx truck. No turn signal at the stop sign. Stopped at the stop sign. His body is evil, even with the stop sign. So, you know, he's about, a yard or so past it. He's waiting patiently. Waiting patiently. I bet he's going to turn right or left. Well, maybe left. I don't know. No turn signal. Oh, he's turning right. Turning right. All right. Turned into the far left lane. All right. And away he goes. He did wait for the traffic, though. Anyway, a senior official from the Ministry of Education who visited the school on Tuesday assured concerned parents that the situation is being managed and regular classes would continue. The students attending Eregi Girls High School in the western region of Kenya have reported difficulty walking and symptoms of knee pain. The regional director of education said the department, county government, and public health department are committed to ensuring the children receive appropriate treatment. Samples of blood, urine, and stool from the affected students have been sent to laboratories in the nearby city of Kisumu and the capital, Nairobi. Conclusive results to identify the cause of the illness are anticipated later today. Of course, this was this is, as of right now, in Africa, it's already, pretty late in the evening. So maybe we'll find out tomorrow. I don't know. If there's an update, I will let you know. But kind of wild, right? X1 pointing out it's easy to scramble the signal of those cheap drones, but, if you don't know they're coming, maybe not. Hey, Handy C. Let's keep it rolling. We got more news than we can use. We got to get through it. All right, let's talk about some U.S. stuff. Hollyoak shooting. A baby dies after pregnant mother on bus hit and shooting that left multiple wounded. Now, it's always an interesting question because there's a lot of people on either side of the fence. But here we go. At least 3 people were wounded on Wednesday in Massachusetts in a daytime shooting, including a pregnant woman whose baby subsequently died while being delivered. Police were called to a shooting in the city of Hollyoak at 12:38 p.m., according to officials, after a group of 3 men were involved in an altercation. The men fired more than 6 shots, striking at least 3 people, including the woman who was on a bus. She was rushed to hospital in critical condition where she delivered her baby. The infant, who was delivered and needed life-saving medical services, passed away. Police have arrested 3 men believed to have been involved in the shooting, the AP reports. They are receiving treatment in nearby hospitals and comprise the others wounded in the shooting. So 3 men were arrested who were hurt, and they say at least 3 people were wounded. So... I don't know. I mean, they're not lying. At least 3 people were wounded, but then they're saying 3 people are in custody and they're in the hospital because they're wounded. And this lady is in the hospital and her baby didn't survive. It's pretty sad she lost her baby. But there we go. Death, destruction, mayhem on the streets of a town called Hollyoak. and a teen suspect arrested for fatal stabbing of New York poet Ryan Carson. I'm a fan of poetry. I can't memorize it. That's one of my goals I want to work on, is learning how to memorize poetry. But a teenager's been arrested for the murder of New York City poet and activist Ryan Carson, who was stabbed to death in front of his girlfriend after the couple left a wedding on Long Island. Ryan Dowling, age 18, was arrested after he allegedly captured on surveillance footage stabbing Carson in a random attack in Brooklyn in the early hours of Monday morning. Carson was walking home with his girlfriend at 4 a.m. when he was attacked. In the surveillance footage, the couple, both dressed in formal attire, were seen pausing to sit and speak at a bench bus stop as a stranger in a black hoodie strolled past them. Up ahead, the stranger started to kick scooters that were parked near the curb, when suddenly he turned to look at Carson and said, "What the fuck are you looking at?" The activist replied and said he wasn't looking at anything, but the erratic man pursued the couple. "I'll kill you," the man threatened, to which Carson said, "Chill, chill," while stepping between the stranger and his girlfriend. The attacker then ran after Carson, who fell over the bench he was sitting on moments ago, grabbed him by the jacket, and stabbed him multiple times in the chest. And so, yeah, he was arrested, and he's on camera. Let's check in with Calm real quick. Those cheap drones are not designed to survive any kind of EMP or any interference. But contrary to the cheap drones, those kind of jammers are not available in every good grocery shop. Very true, very true. X1 and Quentin keeping us up to date on the drone warfare technology and techniques. It's 1920 UTC, so that means I need to remind you, in 10 minutes, it's going to be time for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope, a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on and on radio. If you want to know more about the schedule, all you got to do is press equal in comm, or type a non-radio at the prompt, or you can go to anonradio.net. Any of those ways will show you the schedule. ECM is electronic countermeasure. Thanks, X1. Appreciate it. Which is like jamming the signal or countermeasures. Makes sense. Here we go. Truck pulling up to the intersection. They've got a left turn signal on. They are more than a full truck length out of the stop sign. All right, they're going. They didn't ever actually really stop at that stop sign. Other car swerving in between lanes a few times. And we got another one coming. Oh, look at that. They did not swerve, but they did apply their brakes. All right. They're using strawberry jam. Isn't that in Spaceballs? They're jamming the signal. What? It's strawberry jam. I love it. What am I telling you about? Oh, yeah, we're reading news. We're doing news. That's right. Oh, he's telling you about the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, it's an amazing show. Airs right there. You can also press equal sign incom to see what's coming up next. Today is Thursday, which means that Stug is on at 20 hours after the Dubious Goals Committee with Flux. And then we've got a whole slew of shows, including Handy C's show at 2100 hours and Rotors B show at 2200 hours. And tonight, Intergalactic Wasabi Mix with DJ Snowdusk at 2300 hours. Check it out. Just stay locked into non-radio. And as I've been saying, the Dubious Goals Committee, no matter what ails you, Tobe can cure it. Tobe has met with the wizards of the north and been granted supernatural ball-finding powers, as well as cat and dog and crit dude-talking powers. Just anything you might imagine can happen on the Dubious Goals Committee. So stick around for that coming up in just 8 minutes from now. Back to the, let's go ahead and talk about, we were talking about dudes. Let's talk about dudes some more. Biden's dog, Commander, has left the White House after biting people. The Biden's family dog, Commander, has been moved out of the White House after a series of biting incidents, just like his other dog. It's almost like Joe Biden doesn't know how to raise a dog, or maybe being the president of the United States means that you don't have time to properly train a puppy. The Biden's family dog, Commander, has been moved out of the White House after a series of biting incidents. It's still being decided what will happen to the 2-year-old German Shepherd. Just last week, Commander bit a Secret Service agent who required medical treatment. There goes a work van driving properly. All right. Two cars in a row driving way too fast and swerving. And we got a truck. He is driving on the wrong side of the road. He used a turn signal to turn, but he was driving on the wrong side of the road for a good 5 yards or so. Pretty scary. Anyway, it was the 11th time the dog bit a guard at the White House or at the family home. The President and First Lady care deeply about the safety of those who work at the White House. We're sorry our dog keeps biting you and giving you wounds. She didn't say where the dog was currently living or if it would eventually return to the White House. It was released after CNN reported the commander had been involved in more than 11 biting incidents. So Biden's dog, that dude is locked up. Hopefully they don't euthanize it, but who knows. It is also, if you've been listening to Dubious Goals Committee, you know that it is Chubby Mott time. It's a beautiful time of year, but it is also Fat Bear Week. His body weight has increased nearly 7,000% since the day he was born, which was less than a year ago. And now, hey, motorcycle drove by. Guy only had a helmet on, but hey, it was a real pretty bike. His body weight, and now the 70-pound or 31-kilogram spring cub, known as 806 Junior, is taking on the champions of chonk in this year's Fat Bear Week competition. The popular online event, founded in 2014 by former park ranger Mike Fitz, has become something of a phenomenon, with more than 1 million votes cast last year for the fattest of them all. Each year, the brown bears of Alaska's Katmai National Park gather along the banks of the Brooks River to devour salmon swimming upstream, their goal to get as fat as possible before winter. 12 bears among the lot are chosen for Fat Bear Week's bracket, where fans vote online and ultimately decide the winner. 806 Junior, recognizable by a short muzzle and near Disney-level cuddliness, is already the 2023 Fat Bear Junior champion, but can he match the chub of more seasoned veterans? The current favorites for the 2023 contest are 480, aka Otis, a 27-year-old brown bear weighing roughly 1,200 pounds, and 747, or Colbert, a two-time Fat Bear Week champion weighing about the same. It's an uneven playing field, not separated by bear gender. It's an uneven playing field, not separated by bear gender, size, or age. So, 10 million people tuned into the Katmai live streams in 2022. Check it all out. Bears, the dudes, they're having fun. Let's see what's happening in Calm. Oh, cool. Handy C has got the legal S symbol thing. I usually see it in front of legal documents. It is U+00 alpha 7, section sign. There we go. Thanks, Thrig. Jay LaMoth is telling me I think you're underselling DGC a bit. I have a scroll lock key. Maybe Doggy Commander is leery of the Secret Service guys. They're trying to escort Mike Pence. Oh, you never know. Unicode. Underselling DGC. That reminds me, if you have any loved ones you'd like to communicate with, get in touch with Tobe. He is able to speak to and raise the dead. He can travel through time. If you have any ailments, just drink the same water that in the creek that he's walked in, and you'll be cured. What else? If you've got any, if you have any bone problems, just go see the Tobester. All your ailments, all your things can be cured. Are you upset? Is your mortgage rate too high? Talk to Tobe. He can help you refinance your mortgage. Is your mom not doing well in the nursing home? Tobe owns several nursing homes and can get you into the right place. Tobe can travel through lunchtime, backwards and forward through lunchtime. All things can be yours if you listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. Let's go back onto it. A Dutch prince, apparently they found his Nazi party membership card. The Dutch government has confirmed the authenticity of a Nazi party card held by Prince Bernhard, prince consort for decades after World War II. A former head of the palace archives, Flip Marshallward, said he found the card while going through the prince's things after his death. Bernhard was a German aristocrat, repeatedly denied being a member of Adolf Hitler's NSDAP political party. However, historians gave little credence to his denials. In 1996, a researcher at the Dutch Institute for War Studies said he found a copy of the card in a U.S. university archive. So there you go. Not a huge surprise, but nonetheless, confirmation. An armed man, here's a story somebody mentioned earlier, armed man looking for Wisconsin governor returns with rifle. An armed man demanding to speak to the Wisconsin governor was arrested in the state capitol. He posted bail and then returned only to be arrested again. The shirtless man, who had a holstered handgun, was taken into custody on Wednesday afternoon for illegally carrying a firearm in the building. But he posted bail and returned that evening with an assault-style rifle. Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, was not in the Capitol office at the time, but the government itself declined to comment, telling the BBC, "We don't comment on specific security threats or the governor's security detail." Mr. Evers had been present at the Capitol earlier on Wednesday to meet individuals testifying against a series of bills. let's see. The armed man approached Mr. Evers' office around 1500 Eastern Time on Wednesday, and she said he had a leash dog with him when he appeared at the security desk and refused to leave until he met the guy. We're at the last minute, so it's going to be time for the Dubious Goals Committee. I don't know when I'm going to get cut off, but I just want to mention there is a lot of cool news. I will try to give you a brief heads up about tomorrow. But the important part, Pizza Hut was hacked, Tesla's been sued, and the Earth was hit by a blast of energy from a dead star. Oh, and look, that was a car that screeched as it turned with no turn signal down the intersection. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee. Like I said, they can cure anything, and he can mediate any disagreements you have.